Starting lineups have been announced. Take you through those. First four, the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Will start number one, Brady Oliver. Number two, Ashton Hunt. Number five, Nick Smith. Number 23, Dylan Broughton. And number 24, Luke Mervin. For the Hail Eagles, they will start number 10, Brandon Maddox. Number 11, Zach Koepke. Number 23, Gage Kangas. Number 24, Jeff Guana. Number 44, Michael Koepke. As we're ready to tip this one off, our officials today are Jeff Wade, Dave Lovely, and Bob Spahulski. Luke Mervin and Brandon Maddox ready to tip this one away. Slight size advantage towards Mervin, and he wins the tip. Goes to Brady Oliver. And Whittemore Prescott moving left to right. Has the basketball. Trapped up top is Oliver, stuck next to Jeff Guan. They go left side to Ashton Hunt and up top to Nick Smith. Man-to-man defense on both sides. Right side, Ashton Hunt. Back up top now, Nick Smith. Smith works between his legs against Zach Koepke. Goes into the corner to Hunt. Hunt drives baseline. He has his shot blocked by Brandon Maddox. And you're seeing the, just to me, the first thing I notice is just the defensive intensity from Hale already.
Yeah, they come out playing a solid man-to-man. They're up in their face. We like it.
Bounce pass goes to Oliver. Oliver, Nick Smith stopped running. Nick Smith was on the move and just stopped moving and ended up going past him. That's a turnover, and we'll go back to the Hail Eagles.
He came off that curl. He needed to post up right there, get himself square and take a shot.
Whittemore coming out in a bit of an extended 2-3 zone as Kangas with the top of the key, and now goes left side to Koepke. Koepke drives inside. Zach Koepke has his shot blocked by Ashton Hunt, and it'll stay here at the Eagles. 7:14 to play. No score by either side here as Kangas looks inbound, goes to Guan in the corner. Dump inside Michael Koepke. Koepke clears some room, and they're going to give him an offensive foul. And if he didn't get that call, Dave Mervin was sprinting out of the gym.
Yes, he was. Well, he definitely lowered the shoulder. Wasn't no doubt about that. That one was an easy call.
7:09 to play. It was fun, not even barely getting in. Dave Mervin's already sprinting down the sideline, ready to go here. Brady Oliver will bring it across for the Cardinals. Drive inside, right-hand layup is good. No one stops the ball, and Brady Oliver gets the Cardinals up 2-0.
Really nice take right there. He come around that corner, went hard to the hole.
Koepke, bounce pass to Koepke, who didn't see it. It was a little early on the pick and roll. And Zach DeMichael doesn't work out. And turnover back to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, who have that 2-0 lead.
I like this Nick Smith kind of being off the ball thing here. I think
I've noticed that too. It's interesting. He hasn't had the ball in his hands a great deal early on here.
Oliver, right side to Ashton Hunt. He'll launch the right side three, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Koepke, who will sprint up the court. Stop and a little hesitation dribble, but doesn't fool the defense. Up top, Kangas. Kangas for three. No good. Little short. Rebound, Maddox. Maddox spinning with the lane. Doesn't use the backboard and misses the shot. Rebound, Michael Koepke. He'll go up, and he'll shoot two. 6:20 to play in our first quarter. High school basketball on 104.7 WKJC as Michael Koepke heads to the line. And I'll let you know after this first free throw. We'll get you. First shot, no good. This game brought to you in part by Big Bob's Breakfast and Lunch of Hale, Kimmerer Construction of Hale, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, and D&M Supply in Vollmer. Koepke knocks home the second free throw, and it's 2-1. Nick Smith will dribble it up. Take his time getting across the court. 6:13 to play in our first quarter. Whittemore 2, Hale 1. Brady Oliver has it, goes inside, tries to jump it off to Dylan Broughton, who ducked, and then Broughton's going to pick up a foul, too. It's always difficult when you see that, when you see the guy duck away from the basketball.
Yeah, he came around that corner right there. He looks like he had a lane to the basket, but just didn't see the ball coming. Unfortunately, it's going to be another turnover for the Cardinals. That's three early turnovers.
Zach Koepke has it right side, tries to go inside, just telegraphed a tap pass to Maddox, and Nick Smith saw it coming. He gets the steal, and he'll work up the court. Go left side, Ashton Hunt. Hunt drives inside, nothing there, tries to pass it out, and this time Zach Koepke reads it. Sprint to the bucket, goes up, right-hand layup, too strong. Rebound tipped, and we have a foul underneath, and it's going to go on Jeff Guan.
Yep, foul line hails number 24, Jeff Guan. And so go back to Whittemore Prescott again, 2-1, 5:42 to play in our first quarter.
Nice job by Whittemore there, right there. Even after the turnover, they didn't hang their head. They busted tail, got to the other end, and saved a couple of points right there. Those are the kind of things that'll get you going.
Oliver left side to Ashton Hunt. And goes right up top, Nick Smith. Nick Smith now works left side to Oliver in the corner. Wide open for three. Knock it down. And Oliver's got all five. And it's 5-1. Left side, Jeff Guan for three. No good. Rebound tipped down to Nick Smith. Smith will dribble it up the court. Goes into the corner to Ashton Hunt. And back up top to Smith. Smith, pass fake a couple of times. Now he's looking for what to do. Goes inside to Mervin. First inside touch of the game for Whittemore Prescott here. Luke Mervin will spin, work on Kangas. Right-hand layup too strong. Rebound comes down to Brandon Maddox.
Really good defense by Kangas on that corner.
Kangas up top, working against Mervin. Gets a screen by Koepke. Kangas goes right side to Zach Koepke. Gets a screen from Michael. Fake the pass. Now bounce pass inside to Michael Koepke. Koepke works outside, has it tipped, and the ball will be punched away. And it'll be out of bounds, and it'll go to the Cardinals. Brady Alver let that go out of bounds, and
yeah, he really
Mervin just yelled, grab it and get a layup.
Yeah, I think he didn't realize where he was at on the court.
So the Cardinals will inbound cross court to Oliver. Works inside against Jeff Guan. Back hop step, no good.
Right, what am I going to say?
Guan. Follow your shot, probably. Guan goes out blocked by Oliver, and he'll stay here with the Hale Eagles. Again, 5-1, about halfway through our first quarter. Well, Kangas inbounds, let you know this game brought to you in part by Holstein's Butcher Block of Whittemore. Brady Maddox up and no good. Brandon Maddox, excuse me. Now it's cross-court pass to Ashton Hunt for the Cardinals. Up top to Oliver. Oliver right side, Nick Smith. Nick Smith step back, goes for the three right side, no good. And right comes down to Jeff Guan.
Nice extra pass, got the shooter the ball. He'll knock that down.
Right side, that's Kangas. Kangas drives inside, bounce into Koepke. Michael Koepke, no good. Rebound comes down to Guan, and a foul going to come on Whittemore Prescott here. I think it's on Broughton. That'll be his second, team third. 3:47 to play in our first quarter. 5-1, Whittemore over Hale. Up top to Guan. Guan back to the corner to Zach Koepke. And Koepke going to get a screen from number 34. That's Hall, Nate Hall. Ball goes to the corner, and we have a foul on number 24, Jeff Guan, his second, team third. Timeout, 30 seconds. We'll be back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball brought to you in part by Arisa of Tawa City, the Walker Agency in West Branch and Gray, Skidway Pharmacy, M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, and the Erickson Family Agency of West Branch. Brad Allen, Jeff Erickson here with you. 5-1, Whittemore Prescott. Good start for them early on.
Yeah, it really has been. They've done a nice job of getting the ball to the basket, getting inside, and had a couple of big shots right there by Brady Oliver, and looking good. 5-1.
And they're trying to get the right number on the foul here, and they called the foul on 24, Jeff Guan. And Dave Mervin thinks it's on 23, Kangas. And he's fighting, which makes sense. He wants 23
to
foul.
Well, sure he does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't see where the call come from. I know it was a Hale foul. They've got on the board right now, they've got 24. With two fouls. If that's 24, that's Guan.
Dave, I just heard Dave Mervin say that Guan wasn't on the floor, but yeah, he was. So Dave Mervin just missed it. That's okay. All right. We'll move on here. One more ball.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a little bit of an advantage to get that second foul here in a hurry on Kangas inside. So you can see where that would be a little bit advantageous. But Hale's been very aggressive on the defensive end, playing that straight up man to man. Not really pressuring until now, but looks like they're going to pick him up here at half court. Little token pressure.
Nick Smith works with the basketball, drives it. No one stopped him. Left hand layup, no good. Mervin goes up. He is fouled, and he'll shoot two. That's one thing that he can do. Biggest guy on the floor. He's gonna clean up those misses. He's just got to go up strong, and he's going to get some buckets tonight doing that. Foul is on 34. Hall is first.
Yeah, there's a notable size advantage here. They really don't have anybody physically that can match up with Mervin. You know, Kangas has played him pretty well so far, but, you know, if he gets down inside, and you mentioned it, though, he's got to go right back up.
First free throw is good.
Nice touch.
Makes it 6-1. Whittemore Press got a good start in this contest. Second free throw. Mervin a little long. Rebound comes down to Brandon Maddox. And they'll hand it off to Gage Kangas. Kangas brings it up for the Hale Eagles. 3:13 to play here in our first quarter, 6-1. Kangas goes left side to Koepke. Zach Koepke pump fake in the lane. Goes left side now Maddox. Maddox goes to the corner and Kangas. Kangas pump fakes a three against Mervin. Dump inside. And Hall goes over his left shoulder and scores.
I like what Hale's doing right now. They're pulling Kangas out into the three-point line. It's getting Mervin outside of the paint, and they've been able to work it inside a little bit there and get an easy bucket.
Brady Oliver goes right side to Broughton. Broughton to inside to Mervin. Right hand, no good. Rebound comes down to Koepke. Hale with a chance to tie or cut it to one. Koepke into the lane, and he's going to go up and got wrapped around, and so he'll shoot two at the line. And foul will be on Nick Smith, his first team fourth. 2:32 to play in our first quarter. It's second foul on Smith, excuse me. That's two guys now with two fouls.
Yeah, that could be huge down the stretch here. That's awful early. Only 14 fouls, but two of them apiece.
Koepke knocks home the first free throw. High school basketball brought to you in part by Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and the Hale Insurance Agency. Second free throw by Koepke, no good. A little long. Rebound comes down to Brady Oliver.
Smith needs to be careful here. He doesn't want to pick up his third still in the first quarter.
Inside Mervin. Mervin works off of Kangas, has the ball ripped away, and it'll stay here with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Still just brings that ball down.
And I was just going to say, he's got to keep that ball up in the air. Nobody's going to get it, but he can't bring it down to the little guys.
So Ashton Hunt will trigger it from underneath. 2:21 to play, first quarter, 6-4. Into the corner, Nick Smith. Pump fake to three. Now goes behind his back, drives baseline. Goes inside Broughton. Broughton outside Hunt. Swing pass, Brady Oliver. Wide open. Good passing and knock it down.
Really nice ball movement. Took the extra pass there. Got him a wide open look.
That was good basketball there by the Cardinals. They lead 9-4. Quick pull-up jumper by Kangas. Ripped down, no good. Nick Smith with the rebound. And so Nick Smith will jog it up. Down inside to Oliver. Oliver pump fake. Goes up right hand, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Kangas. Kangas will sprint up the court. And he'll stop. Go top of the key, Zach Koepke. Pump fake the three. Drive inside. Koepke right hand, and he is fouled. Ashton
Hunt number three. I think that's going to be, it is.
Oh, it is on Smith. And he's not coming out of the game. Dave Mervin just looked at him, told him that's three. It's the first quarter. And so Koepke will, shows you how deep the bench is here, by the way.
Yeah, they're going to have to get him out, though, I feel like.
Koepke's first free throw, no good. Yeah, I even if you don't have a lot of guys on the bench, I mean, yeah, when you got a guy with three fouls in the first quarter. I could understand with a minute and a half left to go in the half, leaving him in. But you got a minute and a half left to go in the first quarter, and he's got only one foul to give left. Koepke's second free throw is short. Rebound won by Brandon Maddox. He goes up, can't score. Rebound onto the ground, goes to Kangas. He goes straight up, no good. Rebound Brady Oliver for the Cardinals. Big opportunity missed there by Hale. And now they
Cardinals turn it over, trying to get up too fast. And here come the Hail Eagles. Zach Koepke, top of the key, right side. That is Jarek Johnson, who will give inside to Hall. Hall just goes right off the glass and into the bucket. And Hall goes over his left shoulder again. He scores. He's got four. Hale's got six. They trail 9-6.
Well, they pounded it down inside with a guy that's got three fouls, too. Nothing he could do right there.
Brady Oliver works inside. Step through. No good. Rebound to Kangas. And Kangas sees the guy behind him. We'll slow it up a little. Goes left side, Zach Koepke. Little mid-range jumper, no good, too strong. And man, Maddox got to be careful. Maddox continues to jump over the back of players. But
every time, yeah.
Somehow avoiding contact. 45 seconds remaining in our first quarter. Smith will inbound to Oliver. We'll give it right back to him. And I think Whittemore's going to try to hold for one shot here, I think is what I saw Coach Mervin signal. Left side to Broughton. Up top, Smith again. Smith will take a couple of dribbles, go to the three-point line, hand off to Oliver. Brady Oliver goes up and gets whacked, and he'll go to the line, and we'll shoot two.
It was a good take. I think Coach Mervin was looking for one shot, but he had the lane to the bucket.
They're going to say it was on the floor. That's on Johnson. A lot of fouls on either side here. Both teams with five already. It's Johnson's first. Oliver has it up top. He drives inside. Works through some contact. Nick Smith shoots the three. No good. And you heard Risey shot at somebody in the corner because Brady Oliver was wide open in that right corner again. Jarek Johnson to Brandon Maddox. Mid-range jumper. Good. And they've cut it to a one-point game. 9-8 the Hail Eagles have. Half-court shot by Oliver. No good. And that'll end the first quarter, a competitive first quarter. The Whittemore Prescott Cardinals 9, Hail Eagles 8 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Leading scorer after one is Brady Oliver of Whittemore Prescott. He had 8 points of Whittemore's 9. Nate Hall had 4 off the bench for Hale to lead the Hail Eagles. Hale starts with the basketball, though. If they get a score, they take the lead. They trail 9-8. Dump inside. Koepke's working against Smith. Nothing Nick Smith can do. Kangas goes up, gets the rebound, goes up and scores, and Hale has the lead, 10-9.
That was awful close to his fourth foul right there as well. Immediately, you notice they went inside to him. They've figured out the mismatch, and they're going to keep pounding it in there until they do something different here. I really feel like the Cardinals are... He's a detriment right now on defense because they can't. They're posting him up.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing he can do. They're going to have to try and just outscore what's going on up there. Brady Oliver goes into the corner to Smith, and Smith tries to dump it inside. Nothing there, and falling to the ground after getting a steal was Johnson. Now it's Brady Oliver. He's wide open left corner, and he's a little short. Just never looked comfortable shooting that ball. It comes out to Zach Koepke. Koepke down the lane, and I don't know how Nick Smith didn't pick up his fourth foul right there. A little push in the back. But
yeah, the fans are wanting one. He kind of lost control a little bit. He was now I think Coach Mervin's seen enough. He's going to bring somebody in and get him out of there before he picks up his fourth.
Smith has the basketball up top. Whittemore trailing 10-9 to the Hail Eagles here. Brady Oliver has 8 of those 9 points, has the ball. Gets a screen from Dylan Broughton. Hand off to Nick Smith. Smith pump fake the 3. Now stuck with the basketball. And goes to Broughton in the corner. And I think we have a fan getting.
Yeah, I think we've got a fan that's ready to see the exit tonight.
Yep, so one of the athletic directors will head over there and figure out what's going on. Nick Smith does check out of the game.
I remember these days.
I'm sure you do, as an athletic director. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're never fun.
So, yep, both athletic directors, both Ryan Parkinson and Kimmerer both head over there. And so now here they go. Here come the Cardinals, and no one getting kicked out. They're just putting the 80s over there to try and keep the peace. And Oliver drive inside, lot of contact, and he'll go up to shoot 2.
And it'll go on Maddox, his first team sixth. So that's the last foul to give for the Eagles.
It's been a little bit of a sloppy start to the game. We kind of expected that could be the way it goes, but we'll see who can survive a few fouls and some early foul trouble on both sides.
High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Miller Feet of Prescott in the Sterling Area Health Center. Brady Oliver missed the first, makes the second. So we're tied at 10, and Oliver has 9 of them. And so now Koepke drives inside, pump fake the mid-range jumper, which was there, honestly. Hands off Kangas. Kangas drives inside, goes at the rim. Good defense by Mervin, who comes down with the rebound.
Good recovery right there to get down to the block. Kangas had the angle. Oh, he traveled.
Oliver with the basketball up top. Hands that ball off to the new man in, number 21. Who's not on the roster, so that's fun. And so it'll go now to Nick Smith. Smith up top, goes left side to Oliver. Excuse me, that's Ashton Hunt. Nick Smith out of the game. Then have Brady Oliver on the left side. He drives inside, going baseline, and he's going to get whacked, and he'll go to the line to shoot two as he tried to go for that reverse layup. Foul is on Hall, his second, team seventh. This is a two-shot foul.
Neither team really able to get into much of a flow here offensively. It's just been a little stagnant. Neither team, either way, though, is really trying to hustle the ball up the court either. We've had a few flashes, but other than that, both teams feel like they're more than content to let this be a, 36-34 ball game.
Oliver taking a couple of dribbles. Takes the shot, and no good, but rebound comes down. Give to Mervin. And we have another foul?
Yeah, we're going to call one on the floor.
Yep, foul on Kangas. That'll send Mervin to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Eighth team foul already on Hale. 6 minutes left to go here in the first half, and they're going to be shooting two here real soon.
Mervin, who has 1 point on the night. It is a free throw, and he misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Brandon Maddox. Now right side, Koepke. Koepke gets a screen from Hall. Stuck at the top. Now he just shoots it, and we have a shot and a foul. And while they sort that out, let's pause for station identification on WKJC.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Foul was on Oliver, his first, team sixth, as Koepke knocks down the first free throw to tie the game at 11. So we will not have a foul without free throws the rest of the way. Second free throw is good.
Nice touch.
3 points by Koepke, all on free throws. And now Whittemore turns it over in the inbound. Maddox gets the steal, misses, gets his own rebound. And on the third attempt, Maddox able to knock it home. And it's now 14-11. And timeout Whittemore will take one with them. It's 14-11 Hale. 5:19 to play in the second quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Cole's Appliance of Tawas City and Lincoln, and My Michigan Health. Whittemore Prescott trails by 3 to the Hale Eagles, 14-11, and they have the basketball. They inbound it to our unknown number 21. Might be Eli Sherman, who's number 20 on the roster. And now it's Brady Oliver who has it. Goes left side, shoots the mid-range jumper, and knocks it down. And Brady Oliver,
he's having a nice half.
12 points. Whittemore has 13. Luke Mervin knocked home a free throw. It's the only other one. Nate Hall works inside, and Oliver steps out of bounds when he gets the steal. Nick Smith back into the game. Surprising. Dylan Broughton checks out.
Well, I think part of the problem is that Hale, oh, that's twice.
That's twice they've gone on that inbounds pass. They've lost track of the cutter, and he's been wide open under the bucket. Twice they've been fortunate. Hasn't led to serious points. But going back to my original point there, I think they felt like they needed to put him in. The Hales really picked up the defensive intensity. They moved him up. They're playing a full court. And without Smith in there, they really struggle to get it over the timeline. But
And one. And one here by Brady Oliver.
Oh, he's counting it.
Basket counts, so it is an and one for Brady Oliver. Makes it 15 to 14. Just dribbled to that free throw line. Got a defender on his back and took the shot. And so now they're...
Had one official had him counting it and one official not, calling the one and one. Hail coaches are going, now wait a minute here. Typically the guy that calls the foul isn't the one that does the one. Okay. So now they waved it off.
There's no way. There's no way. No way that's not an and one.
I think what you had there was you had the official that actually called the foul on the floor was the one that actually blew the whistle and called it, and then the other official gave him the and one. So.
And so we'll see. I think they waved off the basket. Yep, they're going
one and
one.
Wave it off. One and one.
So let me scratch off that two I just wrote there for Oliver. And he misses the front end. Ball don't lie. All right. Rebound comes down to Michael Koepke. Hailsdale leads 14-13. Koepke into the lane. That's Zach Koepke now right side. That's short. Short goes inside and knocked away off of Maddox. And it will go to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Intensity picking up in here indeed.
Really? Now the fans getting involved. That's never a good thing.
Not great. And not great indeed. Inbound to Brady Oliver. Oliver has it up top, guarded by Michael Koepke, trying to run screens for him. They go right side to Ashton Hunt. Hunt works back up top to number 21. Inside now to Mervin. Mervin goes up right hand. Is good. And Whittemore retakes the lead, 15-14.
I feel like you could do that a lot more often than what they are.
Kangas has it right corner. He'll drive inside. He goes up left hand and be fouled by Ashton Hunt, and Kangas will go to the line to shoot two.
Coach Mervin trying to coach him up. He says, you got to slide your feet. Can't reach. Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
It's team seventh. That is the first on Hunt. Kangas' first free throw is good, and we're tied at 15.
Saved him a lane violation there as well.
3:54 to play until halftime. Kangas' second free throw barely hits the rim up top, and Nick Smith unable to have the rebound, and Michael Koepke has the ball ripped away by Brady Oliver and goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Eagles, but they are able to regain a possession. Kangas will inbound underneath. Goes in the corner. Zach Koepke works inside. Goes down to Maddox. Maddox stepped through the lane and finishes. And Brandon Maddox, little off-balance bucket. And it's 17-15 Hale.
Did a nice job of keeping his shoulders square to the bucket, though. That's what you got to do. Lower body was all over the place, as long as the shoulders stay square.
Nick Smith, kick out. Ashton Hunt for three from the corner. Little too long. Rebound tipped down to Maddox. And the Eagles with a two-point lead looking to add to it. Maddox inside to Guan, who got behind the defense and scores. Good cut by Jeff Guan. Hale by four. And so now here come the Cardinals. Inside, no one stops the ball, and Brady Oliver finishes.
Nice take.
And it's 19-17. Right side, Kangas for three, way too strong. Rebound pulled down by Nick Smith. 2:45 to play in our first half. Hale 19, Whittemore 17. Been a choppy first half.
Now, both teams, like we've talked about, they're more than willing to just kind of try to run a little offense, avoid the turnover as much as they can.
Brady Oliver, kick out. Ashton Hunt for three from the corner. It was blocked. Rebound fought for. We're going to have a jump ball in the...
will go to the Hail Eagles.
That's one thing you're never short of when you come to Hail. Hail and Whittemore, you know you're going to get some fan interaction.
Yeah,
let's just go with that.
This is a small gym. Everybody's right on top of the court here, so you're going to be able to hear everything. Kangas just fumbled the ball right out of bounds after he tried to pump fake and drive. He comes up visibly frustrated. Back into that full court man-to-man. I like this from Hale. I like the full court man-to-man. Making it tough. Nick Smith will bring it up. 2:10 to play in our first half. Nick Smith works off a screen, shoots a three, knock it down.
Nice screen right there from Mervin at the top of the key. Excellent step out as well.
So Whittemore retakes the lead, 20-19. Up top, Michael Koepke, right side, Gage Kangas. Dump inside, and the ball is kicked by Mervin. Coach Mervin, he's really working that idea of coach's box. He's deep corner right now, and the official just kind of told him, like, hey, man, you gotta chill a little bit, because he walked onto the court. Dump inside to Michael Koepke. Koepke has it ripped away by Brady Oliver, and a foul here coming against Hale, and that's not what you want, and that'll send Oliver to the line to shoot two. 10th team foul, second on Michael Koepke.
That's a long ways from the basket. That's a senseless foul. They're not going to do anything from there.
Oliver's had a great first half. 14 of Whittemore's 20 points. And now he's going to try and make it 22. Three dribbles, and first shot is good. Got an 8-point first quarter. He's currently on a 7-point second quarter. Michael Koepke checks out. It was Jarek Johnson who checked in for him. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Maddox. Kangas will bring it up the court. Everybody cut, so no one's out there with him. And now they reset and get a play call from Coach Cotterman. And go up top, Jarek Johnson for the Hail Eagles. He goes right side. Back up top to Jeff Guan. Guan goes right side and cuts. And we have a lane violation here on Brandon Maddox. Stuck in that key a little too long. 1:21 to play. 21-19, Whittemore over Hail in our first half. And so it'll be Brady Oliver bringing it across. Gets a screen by Mervin. Works inside. And Kangas going to pick up a block. Kangas just didn't move his feet and hip check Brady Oliver. And Brady Oliver goes to the line to shoot two. We are into the 10-plus range now for Hale.
We mentioned it several times, though. Oliver just being really aggressive towards the basket. Coach Mervin doing a nice job here as well. He set the high screen out there, got him to the basket, and he's going to get rewarded with a couple of free throws.
First free throw is good. And Coach Mervin is bringing two players, now three players, back behind it. He's not worried about the offensive rebound. He wants to just get back on defense as Oliver makes the second free throw. And now Whittemore with a 23-19 lead. Right side, Guan gets a screen from Kangas. Jump inside. Now it's Kangas working on Smith. And yeah, nothing Smith can do. Kangas makes a layup.
No, nice recognition right there by the Hale players. They realized they had a mismatch, and they went down to him down at the low block.
Nick Smith going to just pull up for three, knock it down. Got a screen from Mervin, and he was wide open. 26-21. Zach Koepke sprinting down the lane, and he lost the basketball. 37 seconds remaining in the quarter. And inbound goes to Oliver. Oliver sprints up court. Goes right side. Number 21 with the shot, no good. Rebound, and yeah, Mervin's going to pick up a foul here.
That's his second.
Team eighth.
Well, that's his first.
His first, okay. And I'll send Jarek Johnson the line shooting one and one.
I think, I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to check at halftime. I think number 21 is number 21 on the JV team, Branson Belleville. But we'll check at halftime, make sure we get you an actual number on who that is. Couple of dribbles here for Johnson.
I'd like to see Mervin get Nick Smith out of the game right here. There's no sense in picking up number four with 28 seconds left to go in this quarter.
Jarek Johnson makes the first free throw. I 100% agree with you. Cuts the lead to four, 26-22. This is the perfect time to get him out. Just run one play the rest of the way with, you know, let Brady Oliver take the last shot as Johnson makes the second. 26-23. So Oliver will bring it up the court. Again, that full court man-to-man here by Hale. Johnson takes it away. He's going to sprint down the sideline. Pump fake, and Oliver got rid of it and was able to poke it away. And Broughton will check in. And Smith will check out. So this is what you want, and what is the smart thing to do. Get him out of the game.
Especially on the defensive end here. There's no sense in having him pick up a cheap one with 16 seconds left.
And inbound to Maddox, and Maddox will score, and Dave Mervin does not like that.
That's the third time that they've ran that exact same play, and it's worked every time.
26-25, 7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Brady Oliver's got to get across the line. He does. 2 seconds. Goes to Broughton. They're not going to get a shot up. And so at the end of our first half, it is Whittemore 26, Hale 25 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Our halftime score. Whittemore over the top of Hale, taking through our first half scoring for Whittemore Prescott with that one-point lead. 17 points from Brady Oliver, 6 by Nick Smith, 3 by Luke Mervin. And for the Hale Eagles, a little bit more balanced scoring. They got 8 from Brandon Maddox. They got 5 from Gage Kangas, 4 from Nate Hall. Then they got 3 by Zach Koepke, 2 by Jarek Johnson, 2 by Jeff Guan, and 1 by Michael Koepke. So I like the full court man-to-man. Nick Smith's got to worry about the foul problem. I mean, there's some interesting things coming down that's going to decide this one.
Yeah, for sure. And it really did change things, too, when they went to that full court press. And you got to give the Hale coaching staff a lot of credit. You know, they realized that he was in trouble. And that really was the difference in the game as well in that second quarter, because they started posting Smith up. And he's not the tallest guy on the floor to begin with. Then you throw in the foul situation. And they did a nice job of taking advantage of that.
And so it'll be the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals with the basketball. Brady Oliver get a screen by Nick Smith. Oliver drive inside and able to go up and score.
Right out of the gate. Still being aggressive. I like the way he's played tonight. Oliver's been the difference.
28-25, Whittemore Prescott. Kangas has it left side. And cross court right side to Maddox. Maddox inside. Smith read the pass, gets the steal. And Smith will bring it across for the Cardinals. Screened by Oliver Smith. Step back, wanted the three. Now he'll drive inside. Kick to the corner. Ashton Hunt for three. No good. Rebound pulled down. Mervin goes up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kangas.
Got to turn and face if you're Mervin there.
Yeah, he's kind of went up over top of his head. Left side, Zach Koepke in the lane. Goes up and scores.
Solid drive by Koepke.
28-27, Whittemore with that one-point lead. 7 minutes to play. Brady Oliver in. Jump step. Right hand. No good. Rebound Kangas. Kangas will bring it across. A couple of dribbles up top. Now go left side. Michael Koepke. Up top, Zach Koepke. Works towards Brandon Maddox. Maddox cuts through. Koepke goes to the right corner. And Kangas inside to Guan. Guan, right hand. Smith with the... with the block, and we'll see where this foul goes on. I don't think it's on Smith. And it's not. It's on Broughton, number 23. Smith made sure he cleared out of there. Guan able to get his own rebound and go up, and now he'll go to the line to shoot two. That's the third on Dylan Broughton, though.
Yeah, foul's starting to kind of mount here on both sides, and I feel like Hale a little bit deeper. He's gone a little bit deeper into his bench today than what Whittemore Prescott has.
Yeah, Whittemore's played 5 and a half guys, pretty much. I mean, they didn't want to play the sixth guy almost. And so now Guan will shoot the second free throw after missing the first. And he makes it. We're tied at 28. .6:30 to play in our third quarter. Tied at 28. Oliver on that left side loses the basketball, but able to be recovered by Broughton, who tried to force it back to him, but stayed with the Cardinals as it knocked down a bounce. Hunt will inbound, right side. Looking and goes up top to Oliver. Oliver gets a screen by Smith.
Give it to him.
Drive inside. Oliver just throws up a circus shot and somehow going to get bailed out with a foul here.
Yeah, he really did, too. He was off balance and kind of an awkward position there. But, boy, Mervin did a really nice job that time of clearing out, standing wide open at the low block, and just they couldn't find him for whatever reason. He's the biggest guy on the floor. You got to give it to him when he's down there all by himself.
Michael Koepke picks up the foul, having a bit of a conversation with the official who called it. First free throw is good. It's now 20 points on the night for Brady Oliver. This game brought to you in part by C.A. Haynes Realty in Hale and West Branch, Rose City Ace Hardware, and Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview. Second free throw good as well. And it's now 30-28. Whittemore over Hale, right side Michael Koepke. Works around Broughton into the lane, hop step, and shot too strong, might have been blocked. Knocked out of bounds, and we'll go to Whittemore. Ashton Hunt will inbound. No pressure here now for Hale. They're going to back out of that full court man-to-man.
Just going to stay in the man. Looks like they're going to pick him up at half court.
Nick Smith drives left side. Loses the basketball off his feet, and he's going to pick up the charge. That'll be his fourth foul. Michael Koepke stood strong and took the foul.
That's going to be four. That's a tough way to get it. Lost control of the basketball. That's going to be 21, I checked at halftime. That's Dylan Cockrell. He's up from the JV tonight.
All right. He's usually number five there. Okay, Dylan Cockrell. All right. And so Cockrell checks in for Nick Smith after that fourth foul. Jeff Guan drives right side, goes up blocked inside by Oliver, who then flexes at the Hale crowd. All right.
You can hear the reaction there. There we go. Nice.
Wide open three, no good. Michael Koepke rebound and scores.
Whittemore just not alert on the inbound. I don't know how many times we've seen that tonight. It's unbelievable to me that they can continue to get that wide open on an inbound play under the basket. It's remarkable.
Tied at 30. Hand off Cockrell. Cockrell drives inside, throws up a circus shot, no good. Rebound to Michael Koepke. And here comes Zach Koepke. Zach Koepke into the lane, works around Mervin, losing the basketball, and we have a whistle and
out of bounds, maybe?
I don't know. I still haven't seen it. It looks like it's Whittemore ball. They're looking like they're going to inbound. All right, so Whittemore is inbounding. I didn't see a call. I guess out of bounds would have to be the call.
Yeah, I believe it was. Full court here by Hale again. So as Smith goes out, that seems to be what they're going after.
Ashton Hunt comes around the screen, launches a three, no good. Cockrell and Guan fight for a rebound, won by Guan. Cockrell might have got poked in the eye. Guan into the lane and a foul here on Brady Oliver.
Got to move your feet, young man.
Got caught reaching in. And so will be an inbound underneath. That's only the second foul on Oliver. But team third already. And this time, good defense on the inbound, but somehow jumps to Brandon Maddox, who able to turn and, again, keep those shoulders square, even though I don't know what's going on with the lower body, but he's still able to score.
He's awkward, but it seems to go through the basket.
Hey, it goes in, man. That's all that matters. So 32-30. Hale now leads Whittemore as we continue to go back and forth. Brady Oliver into the lane. Hop step, left hand, not a good shot and doesn't go. And rebound Jeff Guan. And it'll go to Zach Koepke. Koepke will dribble across left side. Kangas pump fake three. Now he'll work inside. A little mid-range jumper over Mervin, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Jeff Guan. And so it will Stay here where we go now to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Come towards our side. 4:15 to play in our third quarter. Hale 32, Whittemore 30.
Hale going to pick him up full court again.
Have an issue with the basketball? Issue with the whistle. The official working with his whistle there. And so now it goes to Cockrell. Cockrell has it knocked away. Grabbed by Maddox. Maddox to Koepke in the corner. A lot of hands in there and kick out to Maddox. Pump fake. Drive inside. Give to Michael Koepke. Michael Koepke has it stripped. He fights up and throws a shot up and no good. Rebound down to Broughton.
Well, they're going to let him play.
Under 4 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Ashton Hunt with it right around that half-court line. Bounce pass to Oliver. Brady Oliver now drives, gets a screen by Mervin. And step back, thought about the three, goes right side to Hunt. Ashton Hunt, bounce pass up top to Cockrell. Dylan Cockrell right side to Oliver in the corner against Brandon Maddox. And, man, Luke Mervin had position down there, man.
Yeah, they got to start looking inside.
Instead, Mervin comes, sets a screen, and Oliver tries to dribble around it and dribbles it off his foot, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job of getting big down low. Just haven't been able to find him.
Damn, that time he had the seal, too. I mean, that's just bounce pass and go up. Right side, that's Kangas for the Hale Eagles. They lead by two. Now to Jeff Guan up top. Threw it inside to nobody, and now here come the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. And so it'll be Brady Oliver dribbling it across. Goes left side to Broughton. Broughton into the corner. Ashton Hunt, who will dribble it back up towards the top. Goes back to the left side to Oliver. Zach Koepke fighting with him. Oliver goes underneath. Nice reverse take. Layup. Good job by Brady Oliver. He's got six in the quarter, 23 in the game, and it is tied at 32. Zach Koepke into the lane. Handoff Jeff Guan. And Jeff Guan goes up, has it poked away. Now goes right side Hall. Up top to Zach Koepke. Koepke Kangas open for three. He'll drive inside. Left-hand layup is good.
Oh, Mervin's got to step in right there.
Hale with that 34-32 lead. Brady Oliver breaks away from the press. And he'll bring it up court and get it across. And now goes to Cockrell, top of the key. Jeff Guan, yeah, reached in. Coach Mervin, yeah, he is coaching hard. I mean, he's right underneath of us. So we're seeing a lot more of him than we have Coach Cotterman, but he is coaching hard. He wants this game, man.
Yeah, he really does. That's one thing you know you're going to get with Coach Mervin. It doesn't matter the score. He's going to keep coaching the kids up.
Timeout on the floor. It is Hale by two, 34-32. Two to play in our third quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Hale on 104.7 WKJC. This game brought to you in part by Kathy Jane's Boutique of Hale, Mikey's Pizzeria of Hale, and the Hale Hardware DeWitt Center. Brady Oliver has the ball up top. Hale with that two-point lead, 2:05 to play in our third quarter out of the timeout. Brady Oliver hands off to Broughton and now up top to Hunt, and Whittemore Prescott will reset. I love this pressure, man, that Hale's been showing today. We have talked about the intensity of Coach Mervin. The intensity of the Hale defense has been great as Ashton Hunt drives inside. Ball fumbled around down low, and Mervin stepped out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Hale Eagles.
Yeah, it's a situation there where you just dribble into traffic, you know, and again, they need to set up and try to get that ball inside into the post.
Kangas has it up top. A couple of jab steps as he looks for a cutter. And inside to Hall. Hall goes up right side. Got it with the foul.
Really nice seal by Hall right there. Did a great job. Went up strong. He's going to get the N1.
That foul is going to go on Mervin. Or no, on Broughton. His fourth. Team fourth. Before he shoots his free throw, let you know this game brought to you in part by the Brash Funeral Home of Hale, Prescott, Augray, Osco, Ottawa City, and Twining, and the committee to elect Mike Hoadley of Augray as 99th District State Representative. Hall finishes the end one, and Hale leads by five. 34-32. Inbound to Cockrell, and now up to Hunt. Full court man-to-man here. Maddox causing pressure for Ashton Hunt.
gets across the timeline. And now Hunt will bounce past right side to Broughton and up top to Brady Oliver. You got to feel like the Cardinals need a basketball, need a basket here. Brady Oliver to lay in, right-hand layup. He slipped through the defense.
Kind of dumped his shoulder right there a little bit. Could have probably gotten him for one. Didn't call it.
37-34. Patton now into the game, who has the ball right side for Hale. Dump inside to Hall again. Hall throws a body, goes up and scores again.
It's a situation where they're getting Mervin out from underneath the basket. We've talked about it today a couple of different times. Here comes that pressure for Hale.
Hale back up by five, 39-34. And Maddox bringing across timeout. Whittemore didn't like what he saw. They're gonna
I think he had to take
press.
One or he would have gotten the 10-second call.
We'll be back on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Cherney's Candies of Whittemore, Schofield Real Estate of Hale, Shorts Auto of Hale, and Allward's Market of Hale. 39-34, Hale with 34 and a half seconds to play in the third quarter. Whittemore Prescott with the basketball. Dribbling it across is Brady Oliver. Oliver able to clear some space from Koepke. Dribbles it off his foot and able to recover it. Hand off to Hunt. Hunt goes left side to Cockrell. Back up top, Brady Oliver, who has it poked away by Koepke. Koepke right up on him again. And now Oliver into the lane. Right-hand layup. Floater. Good. Just continues to work away and find a way to score. Kangas with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Maddox open for three. Knock it down. That ends our third quarter. And it is Hale 42, Whittemore 36 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Hale takes control there in the third quarter. They beat Whittemore 17-10 in that quarter, and now they lead 42-36.
Big bucket right at the end of that. I mean, you look up at the scoreboard, they were down three, and now Whittemore Prescott down six, and Hale takes possession of the ball here to open the fourth quarter.
And a chance to get a big, big bucket here, and momentum swing a right side Kangas. Kangas, couple of dribbles, and they're going to look to get it inside to Hall. Hall gives a screen on Mervin, but just doesn't move Mervin at all. It's not something that's going to happen. Kangas still at the basketball line. Just shoots the three. Nobody moved, and he missed it. Rebound fought for, and one underneath by Hale. That Zach Koepke goes up, can't finish. Rebound Maddox, can't finish. Rebound Hall, he can't finish. Rebound Maddox again. He throws it up, can't score. Rebound comes down to Luke Mervin in Whittemore.
Had lots of opportunities on that possession.
Brady Oliver dribbles it across for Whittemore. Wanted the step back three. Goes up top to Ashton Hunt.
He's going to get that call one of these times. You know that, right?
The push off of the arm? Yeah,
off arm.
They'll yell loud enough one of these times. You're absolutely right. Hunt will dribble it up to the top of the key. Right side, Nick Smith. Nick Smith drive inside. Kick out left side. Number 35 there, that's Xander Colvin. Colvin now in a travel here on Ashton Hunt. I think he's done that probably four or five times and finally gets that call. So, Hale with the basketball, leading 42-36. Zach Koepke will dribble it across the line.
Well, you just feel like Whittemore's got to get a stop.
They just need to find somebody. Brady Oliver was the only person for Whittemore to score in that third quarter. He had 10 points. He's got 27 on the night, but his team not helping him out. And we have a three in the lane. Nate Hall just hanging in there a little too long. And so now Nick Smith will look to inbound. Right side to Oliver. Full court man-to-man here working against Guan. Oliver able to dribble through it. Jeff Guan right up on him. Gets a screen by Mervin. Wanted to dump inside. Will go up top to Hunt, who almost has to go into the backcourt to get it. Colvin now left side.
Give it to him.
And now it's left side Smith. Nick Smith behind the back three and airballed it. A little short. And so now left side Koepke. Zach Koepke gets a screen by Michael Koepke. Goes to Kangas right side, who drives in against Colvin. Goes through the body, gets his own rebound. Can't finish either of them. And rebound comes down to Sam Hunt, or Ashton Hunt.
Had a lot of opportunities inside to kind of put this thing away these last few trips, but Whittemore's hanging around, only down six.
Oliver into the lane, just got behind Jeff Kwan, and there was no help defense, and Oliver scores. And that'll make it 42-38 as Oliver continues a great day, 29 points, excuse me, on the day. Right side Kangas is, it's now a four-point game inside to Hall. Hall double team down low, blocked by Colvin. And so it'll stay here with the Hale Eagles.
All right, let's see if Whittemore can put a body on somebody on the inbound.
They go to Koepke, have to make him kind of bounce out to get in the short corner. Now to Kangas, still in the short corner. Cross-court pass to Guan. Guan up, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And is that on Smith or is that on Colvin?
No.
It's on Colvin.
It's on Colvin.
Nick Smith thought it was on him. He was running towards the bench already.
He was heading home.
He thought that that was five. But nope, it's on Colvin. Colvin's first. That is the team fifth.
And I think they got the right guy. They probably could have had either one.
Guan's first free throw, short and left. 5:13 to play. Hale by four, 42-38. Second free throw is too long. Rebound tipped around, and Guan's going to come away with it. Go up short. Kangas goes up, no good. Rebound, Brady Oliver. And here comes Whittemore Prescott. Man, Hale's had opportunities at second chance buckets, man.
Another three options.
And Oliver left side to Smith. Smith into the lane, goes up right hand, scores.
Really nice take by Nick Smith. 42-40.
Hale with that two-point lead, and just a lot of contention on both sides of the stands right now. As Koepke fought, and we're going to get a foul here, I think, on Brady Oliver, who apologizes to Zach Koepke. That's the sixth foul on Whittemore, third on Brady Oliver, who continues to talk to the Hale crowd, Brady Oliver does. Koepke inside and knocked away by Mervin. Koepke trapped in the corner and throws it off of Brady Oliver. 4:36 right there in the fourth quarter now. Koepke cross-court Kangas. Kangas gets around Mervin, but he fell down, lost the basketball, and it'll go back to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. That's just big body. He just couldn't quite.
Just couldn't quite get around him. 42-40. Don't look now. Whittemore's got a chance here to tie or take the lead with a three.
Brandon Maddox is at a real nice game. Checks back in. And inbound to Oliver. Double teamed by Maddox and Guan. And able to clear Guan out of there. And now Maddox clears out, so it's just Guan guarding him. Left side, Nick Smith wide open for three in the lead. Knock it down.
Oliver set that up, went into the inside, kicked it back out. He was wide open.
43-42. Whittemore now over Hale. Koepke inbound to Hall. Double team down low. Goes up. Can't finish. Rebound Mervin.
There you go. Much better rebound right there. Mervin went up. Got it at the high point.
Hunt the left side to Oliver. Guarded by Guan. Oliver into the lane. Goes up. Blocked by Kangas. Rebound Mervin. Got it with the foul. Here come the Cardinals. They now on a nice little run.
Oliver beat him off the dribble, got inside there. He was all alone, got tipped. Mervin with a nice awareness to be able to gather that and go up strong.
Timeout, Hale, back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Whittemore Prescott has opened the fourth quarter on a 9-0 run, and they're looking for one more with Luke Mervin. Hall picked up his fourth foul right before the break.
A little bit more spring in their step here. You can tell when Smith is on and his head's in the game and he's playing well, he's really a difference maker.
Yeah, he's kind of worked his way. He had some real poor body language when he was getting into the game, and now kind of working his way back into it. I think seeing the victory possibility is right there. Luke Mervin knocks on the end one. He's had a nice touch from the line tonight, and it's 46-42. 10-0 run here by the Cardinals. Right side, Jeff Kwan, dump inside to Kanga. Somehow got by nice. Everybody, goes up and scores.
Nice move, great body control.
Finally kills the 10-0 run. Bad inbound pass, and ball is just being thrown around right now. Somehow Hale comes away with it, and a chance to tie or take the lead. Kwan into the lane, kick over. Hall for the mid-range jumper in the tie. No good. Rebound from on the offense by Maddox again, but he throws it away. Nick Smith into the hole. Pump fake, and he got Kangas up in the air. And we'll see what the call is. I didn't see travel or foul. It's one of the two.
It's going to be a foul for sure.
Got the foul on the push, and I hear them calling for a travel. I did not. It jump stop is just what I saw there.
Yeah, he caught him. He started to stumble a little bit, and he got fououled from behind. I don't think there was anything intentional there.
No, they got it right, I think. I think they got it 100% right.
I agree.
Hunt goes right side, and it's out of bounds towards Smith, and so that'll send it back to the Hale Eagles. Third foul on Kangas, by the way.
Unforced turnovers.
Inbounds. Inbounds have been a problem
on both ends of the floor. You're absolutely right. Both ends of the floor.
Go on, jump inside to Zach Koepke, who scores and ties it 3 minutes to play. Zach Koepke finds his way to the bucket. Brady Oliver has ball poked away by Koepke. So we're tied at 46, 2:56 to play in our fourth quarter. This one's been close all the way through. No team has a lead bigger than six. Hunt, left side, Nick Smith. Smith in the lane, right hand, no good. Rebound comes down to Nate Hall.
Had a good look at it.
Kangas brings it across, guarded by Mervin. Right side, Koepke. Zach Koepke in the lane, stops, rips a defender off him, shoots and scores. Little mid-range jumper. And Hale by two, 48-46. They've answered back. Nick Smith with the right side. Up top to Ashton Hunt. Now back to Smith, right side. Couple of pass fakes. Now goes in the lane. Kick out up top, Brady Oliver. Oliver into the lane. Goes up around the defense. Left hand, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Koepke. 2:15 to play in our fourth quarter. Hale by two.
One more dribble right there.
Left side to Kangas.
Man to man. Whittemore struggling to find their guy right now. Hale can't capitalize on it.
Kangas just keeps the ball up top. Got a two-point lead in 2 minutes. What's he going to do?
Going to have to put pressure on him.
There's absolutely no reason for Kangas to move. Now goes up top, right side to Maddox. Maddox back up top to Hall. Hall drives inside, goes up right hand, got it to go.
Hall's had a really nice second half.
7 points in the second half, and now Hale by four, 50-46. Nick Smith has it up top. And no one guards him, launches the three, knock it down.
They lost him.
Timeout, Whittemore Prescott.
How do you lose that guy in transition?
Minute and a half to go on WKJC, your power station for sports. Seconds to play in our fourth quarter. Hale will inbound, leading by one. Nick Smith just hits a big three to cut the lead to one, 50-49. Hale over Whittemore. Koepke, Zach Koepke brings it across the line. Goes left side to Kangas. Mervin's got to guard him a little bit tight. Or if not, Hale can just dribble out the basketball. Mervin does not want to, as this one's going to be poked away. Kangas able to keep his dribble, and now ripped away by Smith. Nick Smith down the court. Looking, now he'll shoot the three. No good. Rebound, Mervin. Mervin with a dribble, goes up right hand, no good, and rebound goes off of Mervin.
Why dribble it?
Right straight back up, and he's got an easy bucket, for sure.
Under a minute to play, the Eagles with the basketball. Leading by one, and Brady Oliver, a lot of pressure, now Jeff Kwan right side. Driving in, right side to Maddox. Up top, Kangas, 41 seconds. Kangas in the lane, has the ball stripped, and it will today with the Hail Eagles. Timeout, Hale. We'll take one with them. 39.9 left. It is Hale 50, Whittemore 49 on WKJC, your power station for sports. 39.9 left in the game. Hale with the basketball, leading by one.
Whittemore needs to defend out of the inbound. It's been their struggle all night long. Hale has gotten so many easy buckets from underneath on the inbound right here. If they don't do it, it's going to be a three-point lead for Hale. Just under 40 seconds left. A lot of basketball to be played here.
I'm putting them at the line. I'm keeping the ball in the hands of my offense if I'm Whittemore. So, yeah, defend the inbound, and then I'd foul them. Go for a steal, and if you foul them, that's okay. Everybody but Nick Smith, obviously. Inside to Kangas. We'll just dribble it out. Luke Mervin has to foul him, or follow him, excuse me. Gets by Kangas. Nick Smith can't foul him. 30 seconds left. Nick Smith reaches in, but no foul call. Cross court to Koepke. And now they send the double team with Oliver and Smith, and there's the foul. That's what you got to do. I would rather foul Kangas, but.
That's a good foul. Well, you got, that's a 17 foul, so you're going to get to 1-1. It's going to be a shooting foul.
Great idea, though, by Hale to just go give the ball to Kangas because Mervin's going to have to chase him out.
Right. They've done a nice job of getting him away from the basket. We talked about the potential that Mervin had with that size difference, but he's really not been able to be a factor much at all.
That is the fourth foul on Oliver, by the way, so that now becomes an issue. Koepke misses the free throw. Rebound, Oliver. 15 seconds left. Nick Smith right side. Out to Oliver and a foul here on Hale. It's only their fifth. So they still have another one to give. And timeout coming to Whittemore. Both coaches wanted a timeout.
Yep.
They were both
yelling for it. They got Hales first. So 14.4, one-point game. Whittemore possession. What are you going to do here?
I'm running a high pick and roll. With Oliver, putting Nick Smith in the corner. You clear everybody else out. If I'm Hale, I'm fouling immediately on the drive to make him do it again. I don't let him get a shot up.
Well, you can definitely take it down 4 or 5 seconds and then make him inbound the ball.
Yeah.
You know, try and
make him inbound it again.
Well, and they've done a nice job. It'll be interesting. That was kind of a inauspicious foul right there, and I'll tell you why. They've let that go all night. So it'll be interesting to see if they're going to call that hand-checking, and Oliver's been pushing off all night. Keep that in mind, that off-arm.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to see if now's the time that they make that call.
So Hunt will inbound. They have Smith in the corner, Oliver floating up top. They'll give the ball to Oliver, but he's trapped. And able to throw it off of Maddox. Nice. So you waste a couple seconds without having a foul used. Now you really great opportunity to foul if you want to here.
Now you got
to
go into the backcourt here, I feel like. There you go.
Oliver with it. Go inside. Left side. That's Colvin. 7 seconds into the lane. Colvin blocked. Rebound. Kangas. 3 seconds to play. Colvin's going to get the foul now.
How do you not get the ball into?
I don't know. I don't think that's where they wanted it.
Man, number five's got to touch the basketball.
Yeah. Number five and number one.
They got to touch the ball, yeah. Well, it is a 1-1 still. So with 1.5 seconds left, I think Whittemore still has a timeout. I'm not sure.
Spend it there.
This is a Hale timeout here.
Okay.
They're going to take 60. And so 1.5 left on the clock. Whittemore needs a timeout. There's no doubt about it. Whittemore will need a timeout or a full court shot.
We'll see. Still got a 1-1. So if you can get it quick, you got to get a timeout. You can't let any time run off.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a tough, tough situation with that right there is going to, that right in front of us, that offensive possession for Whittemore is going to kind of haunt them, that number one and number five didn't really touch the ball.
Right. Now they had a nice kick out to the corner, but it was the wrong corner.
Yeah.
They just had their, you know, that's where you want to have your best shooter out on the wing and not necessarily a young man. And, you know, give him credit. Yeah, it was a nice take.
Yeah, wasn't a bad shot.
Kangas just made a really nice play.
Defensively. Wasn't a bad shot at all. It's just
he made a nice up fake and he took it to the basket and he gave himself a chance. Kangas just made a really nice play inside and he's got a chance to ice it here.
Two free throws here would be big.
Well, it looks like Hale's not going to put anybody under the basket. They're not going to risk a foul with just 1.5 seconds left.
Man, I would. They got one to give. Run time, man. Don't let them do anything. Let's hope Whittemore has more than one timeout. They just took one. All right.
I think they're probably going to go. I think they're going to try to get it and go.
They might have to here. And so, I just heard Coach Mervin say, because his team was asking what's the timeout for. And they, for some reason, said that he can't call a timeout. So he just gave him a quick timeout. They're going to say because Kangas had the ball, he couldn't call a timeout.
Okay.
They were trying to drop something if Kangas misses. They didn't prepare for that. And so they.
Sure.
First free throw, long rebound.
Now
Smith
you got a timeout.
Launches
right.
It in time, and it's too high. There's the buzzer. Okay, so the game is over. All right. there's no buzzer. The clock hit zero.
The clock hit zero. No buzzer. Hey, we wanted a good game. We got a good one. 50-49. It was kind of a. Interesting ending to this one, no doubt about it, but little sloppy overall, but again, both teams played hard tonight.
Yeah, it is two efforts absolutely they should be proud of. So our final score, Hale 50 and Whittemore 49 on WKJC, your power station for sports.